Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. My name is Craig Hines. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay, and it is Thursday, 8 o'clock, which means it is time to head to the breeze, speak to Lisa Newell, someone who I've had the pleasure of knowing for a long period of time, knowing her kids. And Lisa, how are things going out in Gulf Breeze?
Well, you know, school is in, so it was the last first day of school for the seniors. And, of course, we have some pictures of them celebrating, going in, becoming the top dogs on campus. But I have to say, it was kind of a rocky start to the year because of these allegations that the school board had to address on Thursday. Superintendent Karen Barber did say that she did not know anything about this arrest or the allegations against the student who graduated last year, Matthew McChesney, until August the 1st, Friday afternoon. And she said they were cooperating with law enforcement. They were launching their own investigation. Of course, they are also meeting with parents individually. They are going to, you know, follow the protocols that they have in place. But also, they got an earful from a lot of people who wanted to say, you're not doing enough.
Right, right.
You really need to make sure that you are, you know, addressing these concerns for the parents so that they feel comfortable sending their kids to school, knowing that they're not going to be in the presence of a person who's under investigation for being, you know, looking at this awful stuff online.
Absolutely terrible
and
stuff.
And so they are, you know, trying to address that issue. So, but that was a pretty, you know, pretty eventful week prior to school starting when they were probably at their, you know, peak of trying to get things done. And since Matthew's mother is the assistant principal at the Gulf Breeze Elementary School, they quickly put her on administrative leave and put in a new assistant principal to take over that job while this is under investigation.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the step that has to be taken. As a parent with a young kid, I mean, we all know senior walkthroughs happen. I think it happens at my kid's school. I don't know what the protocols are and how that might change moving forward, but that's certainly disturbing and certainly an issue out there. Gulf Breeze has had, unfortunately, a little bit of a run on that. But it was nice to see. If you've ever driven out to Gulf Breeze, it seems like a lot more seniors this year were painting parking spots. That place is Gulf Breeze High School is lit up with paint right now. It is really cool. So what else is going on?
Very artistic and creative. Yeah, very good. There was also the issue with the soccer coach, and she has been fired. The school district made that determination at that meeting as well. It was revealed that she had an inappropriate relationship with a 17-year-old girl, and so now she is no longer a part of the situation, and she's also wearing an ankle bracelet these days. So that issue hopefully has been neutralized. But we also have other things to talk about.
Yeah.
The drinking water in the South End is all controlled by one well, which is in the North End of Santa Rosa County. And that area is under a protection area. They're not supposed to let businesses encroach upon it, but it keeps coming up that they want to put, you know, maybe a borrow pit there, or they want to, you know, put a landfill on top of this drinking water well protection area, or a gas station, or one thing after the other. And so, you know, they have determined that they've had some other wells that have had saltwater intrusion, and
right,
now they're
right.
saying, oh, we really need to protect this well. So they are going to expand the well field protection area around that Fairpoint Utility well, which does supply all of the south end of Santa Rosa County from Gulf Breeze to Navarre with its drinking
water. That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water. And a lot of people, and more people all the time, who depend on that well. And there's really no alternative.
Yeah, and
so
there's the two saltwater intrusion wells are in East Milton, is that right? I believe, as you said.
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, and once you, that's an incredible story. And I know that you can check that out. I was just reading it on the website at Gulf Breeze News. So then we've got some other good news stories. So there's a Gulf Breeze couple advancing in a quest to become a favorite couple. Tell us a little bit about that.
America's favorite couple.
America's favorite couple.
Yeah, we ran a story about these people. Yeah, the Monsons from Gulf Breeze. They are really cute. They are, they've been married 10 years. They have got, right now, 4 dogs. They had 5 dogs when we originally started the server. One of their dogs passed away. They had a lot of vet bills, basically, because their dogs had gotten sick or one of them had cancer and had to have a leg removed. And they are also very big with volunteering with local dog rescues, including the Great Dane Rescue of Northwest Florida. So they found this opportunity to go online and put themselves in for America's Favorite Couple, and they could literally win $20,000. So why not?
Oh, wow.
So they are now in the quarterfinals, and so we definitely need to make sure that we go online and follow the link that's on the Gulf Breeze News site to vote for them, because they said that they're going to donate thousands, at least $8,000 to $12,000 after they've paid their medical bills to the Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue. So that's great. That would be a win-win. So we hope that they do win. And they're just as cute as they can be and very sweet. And when we ran that article the first time, we had a lot of positive feedback. Apparently everybody loves them. Well, so they really might be America's
favorite. So they could actually
couple.
It could be a real thing versus just, you know, yeah. And that link is at the very end of that article. If you go to the article, you want to vote for them, you go to that link and you'll be able to take care of that there. Yeah.
That's right.
And
did you see that we also had a sign stolen? There was a sign stolen that was a wetlands boardwalk sign in Gulf Breeze. Such a mystery. They had no idea. Why would anyone take that? Well, they found a guy online who was putting these signs all over the state. He was stealing signs, especially signs that had Smokey the Bear on them.
Okay.
And he was selling them on Facebook Marketplace. They went to Shalimar, opened up a storage unit, and found lots of signs from all over the place, did an online search, found that this sign was originally put into use in Gulf Breeze, contacted the city of Gulf Breeze, said, hey, we have your sign. So we got it back.
Here's your sign.
Somebody
I mean, that's it's a interesting side hustle. I don't know that I would call it a good side hustle, but it is. I mean, it is a side hustle. It is there. So.
No, you know, people do whatever it takes.
So we've got.
We have a story about St. Paul United Methodist Church.
Yeah, I was going to mention it. Yeah.
So they have been. Yeah, for 70 years, and I didn't realize that it started as a mission church back when Midway was, you know, very sparsely populated. And now with the new high school going in and everything down there, that area is just going crazy. So St. Paul, the people who founded St. Paul, the Bensons, actually, who founded Gulf Breeze, it was their mission church. They really were prescient thinking about the future. And now that church is celebrating 70 years. So congratulations to them.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. I think that church, if I'm not, because the one I'm thinking of is actually the birthplace of the Christian band Big Daddy Weave is where the Weavers came out of. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's exactly right.
So, very cool spot in Pensacola and awesome. So, yeah, Splash coming up in September. Is that right?
We are working on Splash right now. We're looking for somebody we could feature a restaurant in there, or if you have something that you want to put in that would be interesting, you want people all over Northwest Florida to know about it, please give us a call or send me an email at lisa@gulfbreezenews.com, and we will definitely try to put it in it. We try to be really responsive to whenever we get a request, so we'd be happy to hear from anybody.
Well, thank you, Lisa Newell. Always great to talk to you with Gulf Breeze News. We have run over traffic on the fives, but we're going to say that now, traffic on the O's. So traffic on the O's with
all
PJ.
Right, thanks, Craig. Traffic's brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary, 477-8782. Taking a look at the big board, just one area here with some debris on the roadway, I-10 westbound, mile marker 27, right near the Baghdad area. They're saying there's an item in the road, so use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day? Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." We thought about it a day later. "Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Join WSRE-TV's free open house this Saturday, 10 till 2, at the WSRE Studios on the Pensacola State College campus. They're at the corner of College Boulevard and 12th Avenue. Bring the family for behind-the-scenes tours, fun PBS Kids activities, and meet Clifford the Big Red Dog. You'll get to explore their studios, discover how programs are made, and learn about WSRE's educational services and about their mission to serve the greater Pensacola community. That's this Saturday from 10 till 2. Plus, take part in the I Love WSRE campaign. There's plenty of free parking near the Gene and Paul Amos studio. WSRE-TV is at the corner of College Boulevard and 12th Avenue. Join WSRE-TV's free open house. Don't miss this special day at WSRE-TV.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfan, Cap'n Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 1620. This is Pensacola Morning News. I am Craig Heisman, filling in for the one and the only Andrew McKay, who is hopefully resting and enjoying his time away. Good to talk to Lisa Newell. I have been serving as a pastor in the Pensacola community for a long period of time since I was 19 years old. And so one of the craziest things about being a student pastor or youth pastor for, 20 some odd years or more, I've been in ministry longer than that, but a student pastor for 20 years, is when you start talking to people like Lisa. So Lisa's kid was in my student ministry way back when, and she just texted me after we getting off the phone. She said, "Yeah, she's having her third child." I'm like, "Oh, God, I'm so old." Oh, I had someone come up to me last night at church and go, "Hey, you remember me?" And I was like, she goes, I came to the youth group like 20 years ago. Here's my 13-year-old. I'm going, yeah, I'm getting up there in age. But that happens to all of us. That's why we have to kind of stay on top of our fitness. Good news is I don't have to run marathons like my kid. My son decided one day, he's like, "Hey, I'm going to go for a run." He's a cross country guy, so he runs distance for a long, just regular basis. He leaves the house and You know, it's an hour later, still haven't seen the kid. We look on Life 360 because now we all GPS our kids. I don't know who doesn't. I talked to my wife about this because my daughter is, you know, getting to be an adult, and you know, it might be that she moves across country or across the world. We've always thought that she would be in a different continent, and I told her, I said, are you still going to be tracking her in Life 360 when she's, you know, overseas? She goes, absolutely. I was like, really? I don't know that your grown daughter's going to want that, but that's what it is. But so we looked on Live 360 and he was at Winn-Dixie, and I was like, did you drive up to Winn-Dixie? And he goes, no, I ran up to Winn-Dixie. I was like, dude. He goes, yeah, I did 17. I think he did like a half marathon or something of that nature. And I was like, are you working up to a half marathon? And he's like, no, I just thought I'd run it. I was like, okay. It boggles my mind. Like I said, I was not necessarily an athlete. I'm not saying show choir doesn't require some, you know, physical ability. It certainly does. But I wasn't running half marathons. But what the great news is, I don't have to run. Science is now telling us that if you are my age and you're just, you know, wanted to get in a little bit of some fitness, fast walking just 15 minutes a day can extend your life by a good bit. So fast walkers, 15 minutes or a little bit more a day, see a 20% lower premature death risk. I don't even know what premature is. I don't know how long I actually want to live. I'm kind of, you know, like I have my thoughts is I want to go out, you know, being in full control. But of course, my grandmother is 97, still lives alone and by herself at a house in Panama City and loving life, still doing it. Slow walkers, if you just walk around for 3 hours a day, you're only going to, you know, improve your health by about 4%. So fast walking is the key. And I mentioned I had done back when the Olympics, I think we're in Atlanta or something of that nature. I can't remember when it was. We were doing something at the church I was at the time. And I was looking at all the Olympic sports, because if you haven't looked, some of the Olympic sports are just weird. That these are Olympic sports. Well, there is speed walking is an Olympic sport. At least it was back then. I don't know if it still is. I haven't checked the list recently. But there are rules about speed walking, and it's basically your both feet have to be on the ground at all times. Because if both feet aren't on the ground at all, something to that nature, or both heels or something to that, it's considered running. So when you walk, it is this funky, weird walk, and I decided to walk the church around as a part of this video, and dude, my abs were killing me. It was something crazy. But good news for again those of us, get out today, do a little bit of fast walking, 15 minutes. It's going to make you feel better, and you're going to be able to live longer. So that's awesome. We talked a little bit earlier about, going back to my son being in the space industry, wanting to be in the space industry. President Trump signed an executive order to cut red tape to accelerate U.S. commercial space launches. This includes streamlining commercial rocket launches, easier approval for new spaceports, which we talked about, you know, Pensacola has the port, but we could eventually have a spaceport, which I think is so Jetsons and so neat. Promotion of new activities like orbital refueling stations, creation of new high-level space positions within the federal government. The space economy, the economy of space, is currently valued at $546 billion, but it's projected to hit $1 trillion by 2035. And currently, 40% of all global space launches happen here. And we're getting some competition from China, and there's some growing competition in other areas. So it's going to be good that we're at least opening up some of the restrictions for space industry. I think we can all say the privatization, allowing some of these organizations to come in. SpaceX has revolutionized the space industry, space travel. And again, we're getting to see cool stuff happen all the time. Now, we're going to be back, I told you, with frivolous topics in just a few minutes. I'm Craig Heinzman, filling in for Andrew McKay, Pensacola Morning News.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. The U.S. Attorney for D.C. sends a message to violent anti-federal protesters in the Capitol. Stake your sandwich somewhere else. After a protester launched a sandwich at a CPB officer, U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says he doesn't think it's funny today because we charged him with a felony, a change from Democrats' rules, says Senator Mark Wayne Mullins.
The lack of prosecution is down. They don't allow the prosecuting attorneys to actually prosecute.
President Trump warns of severe consequences if Vladimir Putin isn't ready to forge peace with Ukraine at their Alaska sit-down tomorrow. Back to school in Louisville, Kentucky. A second shooting at a bus stop leaves a mom dead, walking her daughter to school bus. Mayor Craig Greenberg.
I'm angry at the individual who killed this woman today. I'm angry at the two people who shot at the same bus stop last week. I'm angry that people still do this in 2025.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a beautiful morning. We've got 79 degrees right now. The heat index taking that up to just about 100 degrees this morning. Pensacola police calling on local motorcycle riders to slow down and ride safely. This comes after two serious crashes in just the last week. One rider died, another was gravely injured.
You know, we've always heard watch for motorcycles all the time. I mean, when it's beautiful out and when the weather is inclement, we need to watch for those bikes. But the riders also need to respect those bikes and respect the speed limit.
Pensacola Police Spokesman Mike Wood stressing that safety falls on both riders and the other drivers on the road. He says motorcycles have been caught at more than 130 miles an hour going across the bridge. Wood does say riders just need to slow down, make sure they're wearing proper safety gear such as helmets, and also pay close attention. Drivers need to be paying close attention and looking for bikes. Emerald Coast Utilities Authority has a public meeting on the way to discuss a proposed sewer expansion in West Ensley. The project aiming to extend sewer service to more homes and enhance infrastructure for residents. The proposed service boundaries would be Jones Street to the north, 29 to the west, Barber Street to the north, and Orange Avenue to the east. ECUA says community input is vital for that project's advancement. They've got a meeting on August 21st at the First Baptist Church of Ensley. Pensacola city officials say they're ready for the Doge audit. The newly formed Doge team looking into the city's books starting on Monday. They'll be examining several areas of the budget. Mayor D.C. Reeves says he's not worried about it.
We have an aligned vision with the state of Florida that we're certainly confident in doing our best to use the taxpayer money wisely.
Mayor Reeves says that while there could be some differences of opinion between the city and the state, he is confident they'll pass the audit with no issues. Reeves says the city has a balanced budget, a high bond rating, and always has. And he says he's looking forward to working with the Doge team. Well, there's a local casting company that's looking for female soccer players. We get more with News Radio's Chris Bryant.
Want to be in the movies? Now's your chance. Goldman Casting needs movie extras for an upcoming project. The Mobile-based company is looking for experienced female soccer players, ages 12 to 35. Shooting begins August 20th. If you're interested, email goldmancastingsubmit@yahoo.com. Good luck. Chris Bryant, News Radio, 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Senator Ashley Moody urging passage of a bill meant to protect those who protect us. Moody was in Orlando yesterday meeting with Orange County Sheriff John Mina and Orlando Fire Chief Charlie Salazar. She's calling on federal lawmakers to pass the Graham-Hoffman Act. She says that would federally criminalize attacks on first responders, and she says it would hold criminals who assault them accountable. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. I-10 and 110 both looking good. If you're on US 98, east and westbound through Navarre, that is flowing smoothly. Not showing any signs of a slowdown, Pine Forest or Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a nice day today with just a 30% chance of a stray shower, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Friday, 30% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 91. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Saturday, 30% chance of rain, high near 92. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEART Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 79 degrees right now with a heat index of just under 100 degrees, sunshine, and a beautiful Thursday morning. Your next news at 9. Your money now this morning. Markets down at the opening bell. The Dow's down 145 points at 44,777. S&P down 15 points at 6451. NASDAQ down 35 points this morning, 21,677. 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.262%. Gold prices are down 12.10, 33.96.20. Silver down 37 cents at 38.22. And looking at the crypto market, down across the board, Bitcoin down just over 4,000 at 118.478 right now. Ethereum down 175.70 at 45.58.47. Solana's down $6. Dogecoin down about a penny and a half, 22 cents right now. XRP down 17 cents. Well, wholesale prices jumped 0.9% in July. That's according to a key inflation indicator, the Producer Price Index, which measures how much it costs to make certain goods, went up higher than expected. According to numbers released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, economists were expecting an increase of 0.2%. The number of Americans looking for unemployment benefits fell last week. The Labor Department reporting 224,000 initial requests for the week that ended August 9th. That's down 3,000 from the prior week's revised total, slightly less than analysts had been predicting. The state of New York is suing Zelle.
Attorney General Letitia James filed a complaint Wednesday and said security lapses on the banking platform have allowed scam artists to steal over $1 billion from consumers. Zelle's parent company is owned by seven major U.S. banks, including Bank of America, Chase, and Wells Fargo. James claims the banks knew for years the platform was vulnerable to scam artists but resisted basic safeguards. Zelle claims the fraud starts when criminals trick people into sending money and that holding the platform liable could lead to higher fees for consumers. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
Okay, so it's going to be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Join Dawn and Dr. Bull from Ashnu Navant Health 65 Plus of a Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10 a.m. The topic of discussion is preventative needs for the 65 plus. You'll be answering questions and texts about how Ashnu Navant Health 65 Plus can help you, who they are, and where they're located. That's Tuesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, frivolous topic today for Thursday. Text in 850-437-1620. What is the proper way to ask someone out? We got to train up these young people in the way that they should go. So in your opinion, is it okay to text? Are we now in a situation where it's just app driven, or can you drop into their DMs? I can't remember. But what is it? What is the proper way someone should ask somebody out? Now, I'll preface this with, I was not the best at this when I was younger, when I was a kid. You know, many of you may remember before there was text messages, there was stuff called paper. And we wrote the obvious, you know, do you like me? Check yes or no. I never just did check yes or no, because yes or no is too binary of a problem, you know, because it could be no. So maybe was always an additional, you know, maybe. And looking back on it, I go, maybe was stupid. Maybe I like you. Maybe I don't. Nah, that doesn't work for me. So I was having this conversation with some teens recently that were at my house. And it's one of the things that came up. It's like, what I said, no, if you like somebody, you should just go ask him. You should just go ask him. And they're like, no, that's not how it works anymore. That's not how it works anymore. You just don't understand, Dad. So tell me. So Kim says, absolutely face-to-face, no texting or emails. PJ, what about you? What do you think?
Well, my wife and I actually met in a chat room.
Really?
And then got together for our first date.
Okay, so there is that. But because there's also the app stuff now. I've met plenty of people that have been on Plenty of Fish.
My daughters are on that and scares me.
My daughter was on one of those for a period of time. Somebody actually, it was funny, Trevor Huff, who is over at PCC, said that he hopped on the dating app, and I'm probably sharing way too much because he's in a committed relationship now, so is my daughter. But he said my daughter was one of the first people that he matched with. It's like, oh, okay. I didn't know she was on the app. But there you go. So, but I think dating apps is different. But at some point in time, I think you have to move into, are we actually dating? Like, we're talking with one another, because that's a whole, that's by FYI, everybody, it's a brand new subject matter, is that there's now a new stage of dating. You know, it was, you're not dating, now you are dating. But now there's an in-between stage called we're talking. So we're not dating. We're talking that might lead to dating, which drives me absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
Because my son will be like, no, we're just talking. It's like, did you go on a date? Oh, well, yeah. So then you're dating. No, Dad, we're talking. No, you're not. You're dating. That's the whole thing. Anyway, all right. So 437-1620, what's the proper way to ask somebody on a date? Ladies, how would you like to be asked on a date? Is it okay for ladies to ask guys on a date? 2025, I think that's, I would say yes. If you like something, if you like somebody, go for it, you know, whatever it is. I'm egalitarian and all that kind of things. Let's see. James says, if you meet them out in the real world, be direct and clear. Get in, get a yes or no, and then get out. And that's the other thing, too. I go back to that maybe thing. And I was like, the maybe thing is not clear. And so now you don't know where you stand. At least if you get a no, you know that you can move on to okay, well, this is not going to be a thing. That's fine. Great. Whatever. And it goes that way in business. It goes that way in a bunch of it. I hate the people that when you go to them and you ask them something, they're like, well, I guess maybe I'll think about it. Or, you know, or in the church world, it's I'll pray about it. When you ask somebody to serve in the church and you go, hey, will you come and do this? And they'll be like, I'll pray about it. That's no. It's no. You know it's no. It's no, but they don't want to. They're saying no to a good thing. Like, I don't want to serve the poor. Oh, I'm going to pray about it. It's, you know, may not be my calling. You're just telling me no. All right. So let's see. Jim says, always face to face. Body language says a lot. Oh, my goodness. Body language is so important. Being able to see somebody in their eyes. And you can learn a lot in a chat room. Obviously, it worked for you. But there are so many things that are misinterpreted over text. I cannot tell you how many times I send a text and someone's like, are you mad? Like, no. Did I sound mad? Completely understand. Did my typing, that. Was my typing mad? I don't know. Apparently, I didn't send enough emojis. I don't have an idea. Let's see. Let's go. There we go. I met my wife on Plenty of Fish website 14 years ago. All right. Okay. So the website, you know, again, the apps, the websites, they work. Let's see. Someone else, I met my first wife in a chat room, second wife over text, both failed big time. My current wife is almost 9 years. We met at church. So there's something to where you meet. I would agree with that. Although my wife and I knew that we would get married before we dated. Well, there is something to that as well. I know, name it and claim it, right? It's like, that's her. That's the one. She came through the door, and that's the one. All right, let's see what we got here. Another... And ask your son if the other guy can talk to her at the same time. Oh, yeah, that's true. So if that is the thing, talking is non-exclusive. That is the truth of talking. So talking is I can talk to number and you can talk to a number of people at the same time. I've always found that troubling. Like if I'm interested in somebody, I need to be interested in that one somebody, find out if that one somebody is going to lead somewhere. And then if it's not, I can move on to the next somebody. But I don't know that talking, you know, keeping your options open now, it's become this thing where people can do it. We've got some more. If you have an opinion, we want to hear it. 850-437-1620. How should somebody ask somebody? What's the proper way? What's the best way to ask somebody out? How did it happen for you and for your spouse? But let's get to traffic on the fives.
Looks like we have a vehicle crash West Jackson Street at New Warrington Road in Pensacola. They're saying the roadway is open. I'm PJ. Back to you.
All right. Let's see. I met my hubby at a bowling alley in a league dated way before the internet. Yes. Back in the day, if you wanted to actually have a relationship, you had to get out and find people. Just like somebody said earlier, where you find people is also really, really important. If you're looking for somebody who is... in for a good time and, you know, not really looking to settle down, and then you can go to certain areas. And if you're really wanting somebody who's going to, you're going to spend a lifetime with, you share common beliefs, you probably need to be looking in other areas. I always tell that to people. So we've got a few commercials we need to get to, and then we are going to come back to this topic.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
We Care Home Hotline, Woody here.
Woody, my sink's clogged. Think I got a baby gator stuck in the pipes? I hear that can happen.
Try this. Put your finger in the drain.
Okay.
Do you still have a finger?
I mean, yeah, sure do.
Probably just a hair clog then. A We Care Plumber's on the way. More than 10 years, thousands of positive reviews.
Nobody cares like we care. So trust your home to the know and schedule your plumbing repairs online at wecareheatandair.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
Songs that don't, you know, take, I met you on somebody's island in 2025 now is just probably not a great opening line.
Was it Jeffrey's island? I don't, you know, Swiss Island, who's, anyway, I'm sorry. Here, Pensacola Morning News, News Radio, 92.3, 1620. I'm Craig Heisman, filling in for Andrew McKay. We were just talking about how you met your spouse, how who asked who out, how did it happen, what is the correct way to make that happen, especially in 2025. You know, is talking okay? Can you talk to multiple people at the same time and be and consider being a committed relationship? All those kind of things. If you've got kids, this is important. PJ and I were talking about this at the break. How do you want your kids to be asked out? It's going to happen, FYI. I know that for some of you, they're like, my kid's never going to date. Yes, they are. Either they're going to date with your knowledge or they're going to date without it. So you got to figure that one out. But how would you want that to happen? So, PJ, you said your middle child.
My middle child is dating a young man. He actually came to me and said, may I date your daughter?
Wow. I'm going to tell you right now, if you've got kids as a dad, and PJ, I don't know about this was for you, you're like, absolutely, yes, you can. The fact that you came to me and asked, 100%. You don't need my permission, especially, how old is your middle child?
She's 17 now.
17 now, yeah. Okay. So, like, my daughter is, the young man that's dating my daughter right now, he came and he said, I would like to date your daughter, and we had a sit-down. He's in the military here in Pensacola. And I was like, man, I mean, my daughter's a grown woman. You ain't got to ask my permission to date my kid because, you know, it's her choice. And I always tell them, my daughter is fairly certain about things when she wants to be. And I said, you will end up, I don't have to kick you out. I don't have to be mean. If you start treating her poorly, she'll take you to the curb. Michael says that young man has been raised right. Absolutely. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, we got to raise these kids up and we got to have these conversations. How should you ask somebody out? How in 2025, what should happen? You know, this whole idea of talking, I tell my kids, I don't want you necessarily talking to other people, talking to a bunch of people in lieu of having a relationship. I don't want you talking to six people or, you know, and not actually having a relationship, because relationships are hard. Relationships across the board, marriage, dating, all this stuff, relationships are hard. They are work. Even though Hallmark would lead you to believe it's really not. It takes work. And if we don't teach our kids now, hey, this is how you build that relationship. This is how you maintain it. You're going to go through rough spots with your person. Is this rough spot too much? Or is it something that you can surmount? Because I know one of the things that happens I've seen in student ministry over the years, parents won't fight in front of their kids, won't have arguments in front of their kids. Now, I'm not talking about knockdown, dragouts. You know, no one needs that. But parents won't argue in front of their kids. They'll wait till the kids are in bed or wait, they're gone, and they'll have it out. And so for the kid, they think, oh, well, my parents never fought. And I'm like, dude, if your parents were married, your parents fought. I promise you, your parents' fault. And to some degree, we need to see that mess. I mean, your kids need to see that. They need to see that you can disagree, you can have a disagreement, and you can still come back together as a married couple. So anybody else, what you got? Come on, bring it on. How should somebody ask people out in 2025? 850-437-1620. You can go ahead and type that in. I'll tell you how I asked out my wife. So my wife and I had been set up on a blind date with somebody else previously by another pastor I was working with. And my wife had come from this is the second blind date that he wanted to set me up on. And he had taken a Polaroid picture. I still have the Polaroid picture of my wife. Polaroid pictures are just terrible pictures to begin with, but this one was exceptionally bad. And I tell her to this day, it's the worst picture that's ever been taken of her in her life. She had been like 48 hours at a camp with no shower, no sleep, and with kids. She had just swung by the church to drop something off with a friend, and he snapped this weird picture of her going, no, and her hands up. And so he shows it to him, and he's like, hey, got somebody you probably need to meet. And I looked at it, and I was like, no, I'm good, thanks. Appreciate it. But the next day, she happened to come back to the church to drop something else off, and she had showered, and, you know, it was not a weird Polaroid picture. And I saw her, and I'm like, wait a second. I think I might go with that. Let's try that. And so she came to an event that we were having with her friend. It was obviously a try to get the whole church now was in on this, trying to set me up with this woman. She came to the event. I went home. I told my mom. I was like, Mom, I said, I don't know. She's kind of loud. She's kind of obnoxious. She's kind of strong-headed. And my mom just laughed. She goes, she's perfect. It's exactly what you need. I was like, okay. But I couldn't get her out of my mind. Like, I could not get her out of my mind. So she worked right up the street. I had wrecked my vehicle, so I didn't have a vehicle. I had a bicycle. This is how much game I had. Show choir kid, okay? So I had a bicycle. She worked at the country club that up the street from my house. She was a cart girl at the country club up the street from my house. So I hopped on my bicycle in the rain with a tennis racket. It's all I had, bicycle, tennis racket. And I drive up there, and she's putting up all the stuff from, because it's raining. It's currently raining. She's like, no one's golfing, whatever. So she comes up, and I say, hey, so what you doing? She goes, leaving for the day because it's raining. What are you doing? And I was like, oh, you know, I just was going to come play some tennis. Again, never sported in my life. Just thought I'd, you know. And she goes, did you bring any balls? And I was like, oh, yeah. I was just going to pick some up in the shop or something. And she goes, well, who are you going to, like, play with? It's like, I was just going to practice my serve. So, listen, there's this Muppet movie coming out. I kid you not, this is exactly what I had. I said, there's this Muppet movie. It's Muppets in Space coming out. None of the kids from my youth group want to go see it with me. Will you go? That was it. That was the whole game. She said yes. That was it. It was done. Locked in. We've been married 25 years. But I told my son, you really don't need game. If like is there, it'll happen. So let's see. 437-1620. Let's see. My daughters knew to tell the guy if they were interested, they had to ask me. And we require regular family gatherings during courtship. You don't marry a person, you marry into a family. That is true. Oh my goodness, that is true. And we have that conversation with our kids all the time. You're going to want to spend time with the family. In fact, all of our family get together. Now, we don't do like the Christmas morning here, Christmas evening here. It's everybody, my wife's family, my family, my sister, her husband's family. We all get together, one big group. We call it Farkle family. Let's see. Kids learn from their parents' marriages. So I met my hubby at bowling alley. I'm not even going to read that last one because that's certainly not true. Hey, guys,
So thankful to be here. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th, down at the Pensacola Bay Center. Get your tickets, sportsmansnightout.com. I am Craig Hines with Marcus Point Baptist Church, Pensacola, Florida. Thanks for letting me be here. We'll see you soon.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
29 illegal immigrants rounded up, 45 more arrests made. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, in the new Washington, D.C. crime crackdown.
These results are happening night after night.